To Iraq now, and the story of Mohammad Mohsen al-Zubaydi, the self-declared mayor of Baghdad. He spent most of the past 25 years outside Iraq, but that did not stop Zubaydi, who's affiliated with the Iraqi National Congress, from declaring that a group of Muslim clerics, academics, and tribal leaders had elected him interim leader of Baghdad's government. While Zubaydi says he's in frequent contact with American military commanders, U.S. officials in Baghdad say they do not take seriously his claim to be mayor. But this week, Zubaydi has held a round of meetings that may make some Iraqis take him seriously in the power vacuum left between the quick defeat of Saddam Hussein and the slow arrival of U.S. administration. NPR's Scott Simon reports from Baghdad.
Even if Mohammad Mohsen al-Zubaydi is not taken seriously, he looks busy and important. Yesterday, he convened a meeting of senior people from some of Baghdad's banks, schools, hospitals, and courts. They sat in a respectful square around Zubaydi, who wore a banker's gray suit and a silver tie as he nodded at their sorrowful accounts of lawlessness and the lack of water and electricity. Between meetings, Zubaydi said through an interpreter he is unbothered by the charge, that he is trying to bluff his way unofficially into power.
نحن اللي انتخبنا نخبة ووجهاء وعلماء دين ومن مسيحيين ومسلمين.
We have met with the elite people of the clergymen, with the professors and various types of factions of the society. Now you know, in this atmosphere there is no democratic way or method to do this. Now we call this the people's way to appoint for this period.
Mohammad Mohsen al-Zubaydi is a Shia Muslim. He cites no practical experience in civic administration or even how he's earned a living for the past 20 years.
First, I have a political science degree. Second, I have been struggling for 23 years for the fall of Saddam Hussein.
The fact that Zubaydi has been living in exile for so long may not be an appealing political credential now. Nabid Munaf sells vegetables in the Herat-e Dakhel area.
I don't know her about him before now. And we don't know what he wants and from where he was. We want one from our people, from Baghdad. Know everything about us, suffered like as we suffered.
Zubaydi has attracted notice here in Baghdad by spending money. He occupies the presidential suite of the old Sheraton, but got unglamorously stuck in the hotel's elevator yesterday when the generator quit. He's given generators to some religious groups and hospitals in this power-starved city. On Tuesday, he received supplicants in his suite, including a widow with seven girls and three boys who says that her house got bombed during the war. Zubaydi listened, nodded, and had an aide count out 50,000 dinars into her worn hands, about $5. An interpreter declared,
"She's happy. And since he's helping me, and now she's happy because she says, I have now money, I can go and do some shopping for my girls."
50,000 dinars here, a dozen generators there, may not amount to much in a beleaguered city of 5 million. But even another man in the Herat-e Dakhel area seemed to have heard that Zubaydi is a good man to know.
Who has appointed this guy? Nobody has appointed him. But if he's someone, a person that is going to make favors for the people, that might be acceptable person.
Zubaydi says he will step down from the post he's made for himself if Jay Garner asks. But Mr. Garner has only just arrived to oversee the U.S.-led recovery effort here. Mohammad Mohsen al-Zubaydi has preceded him as a man to see for favors. Scott Simon, NPR News, Baghdad.